Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
You ready?
Yeah, I need to turn you down a little bit because you're up on top of your mic.
Oh, I didn't mean to be.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Anyway, so the other day, my daughter called me. You know, and so she calls and she says, I'm really angry. So why are you angry? Well, my teacher couldn't get my test open on my iPad, and we tried the entire time the other kids were taking the test. And by the end of the test, for the other kids, I still hadn't logged in, and the teacher told her that she would have to do the test on her own time. And I said, oh, okay. So she's upset and everything. And she just won't let go of it. So I told her, I said, you know, when you do log in, you should not do the test, but then go to school the next day and tell the teacher that the test was obviously flawed because every answer was boobs, yet boobs were not a choice. And she still didn't let go of it.
Okay.
So I said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to write boobs, write down boobs. So lowercase b, O-O, lowercase b, S.
Not the alternative B-E-W-B-S.
No, I'm just saying lowercase.
Right.
That's what I was getting at. And so she said, okay, I did. I said, okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to take that you wrote down. I want you to go into the bathroom and I want you to hold it so that it's up. Hold it so that it's upright. And I said, and I want you to then turn it upside down. And I said, now I want you to turn it around and look at it in the mirror and tell me what it says.
Okay.
And she's like, I don't know. I don't know. And so this goes on for a little bit. And I said, oh, so what do you mean? So I'm telling her again, hold it, turn it, you know, up and then turn it, not everything like that. So we go through that like three or four times. And she's like, I don't know what it says. And so I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what it says? And she said, well, the screen keeps flipping.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
So when I told her to write it down, her version of write it
of write it down
is I'm going to type it in my phone. And so she's manipulating the phone as I'm telling her to manipulate it as though it was a piece of paper. But she didn't write it. Her writing it down is I'll just put it in the iPad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, on the phone.
Right.
So I'm like, you be a putz. I told you to write it down. Go write it down. Get a piece of paper. Write it down. So she does. She goes in. We do the whole thing. And I said, now, what does it say? And she says, poops.
She got to poops. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You were working so hard to get her to poops.
Write it down. The screen keeps rotating.
That is a very good story. Man, I was thinking about this when I was driving back up here. This is session two in your living room. It's very distracting looking out this big picture window in the front of your house over the sweeping vista and water and rocky coastline.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And the desert.
And yep.
Off to the left.
Yep. The desert's off to the left. It's very improbable where we're at. So nobody can figure out where we're at.
We're in Springfield.
Yep. Oh, hi, Ahmad. Yeah. What was I talking about?
Sitting and looking at over the bluff.
Yeah, over the bluff. Yeah, as we sit here.
And you were thinking about it when you were driving.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this when I was driving because I think I like just typed something in when I was in a parking lot. And I realized maybe people younger than your daughter, but eventually there will come a point where typing on a physical keyboard for them will be like us writing cursive. Okay. So the idea that we were taught to learn cursive is ridiculous because nobody does that anymore. You can just print. The custom has moved on. For people younger than your daughter, why would they need to use a physical keyboard because everything is a virtual keyboard or voice controlled? Right. So sure. they're going to be sitting down, and instead of saying, "Oh, I don't know how to make an uppercase cursive Z," they're going to be saying, what is this archaic thing where I have to use my hands to do input?" And I thought about talking to that person and saying, and making all of the wrong arguments, and then having them cut my Achilles tendon because young people terrify me.
I thought we were in the future.
Yeah,
but we're not.
No,
very soon we will be.
No,
who knows what it's going to look like?
So life is the process of you're slowly becoming the past.
Machines will make our paintings.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. That's just a strange course of events that we are embarked upon.
God. Yeah. Okay.
What?
I was just thinking about Mecha God.
Not Mecha Godzilla. Just yeah. Mecha God.
Mecha God. Yeah.
I think you're describing the final villain of any anime ever, Mecha God. You know, it's an AI that has become sentient.
Giga Ominent Droid.
Right. That's a common trope in genre fiction, is a machine becoming so powerful that it becomes God.
Is that what they're shooting for?
Yeah. I mean, eventually.
Hmm.
First, they had to figure out how to shoot for something.
We couldn't even get Tom Petty's death right.
That was fucked up. So this is a long time ago by the time people listened to it. Like, just the amount of back and forth in that story, you know, just like looking on Twitter or just bouncing around. Oh, he's brain dead. Oh, he's had cardiac arrest. Oh, he's dead. He was declared dead 5 minutes ago. They brought him back. They're putting him on life support. All this stuff like that still amounted to, is Tom Petty either dead or is he a vegetable, right? It was still both of those things, but people were like trying to mitigate by saying, we don't know he's actually dead. So we don't need to be like this is still a story that's in flux. I don't understand how it was so protracted.
Did his staff rush to cancel his Amazon pantry subscriptions?
No, it's already being driven here by Tim.
Why does he need all this dirty rice?
He's planning something, I swear.
So the AP explained how the confusion started with his death. It started with CBS News and the Los Angeles Police Department. CBS published Petty's obituary after tweeting that the LAPD had confirmed his death.
Okay.
Variety followed, citing an unnamed source confirming his death. Then the LAPD issued a statement saying it has no information on Petty's condition and that initial information was inadvertently provided to some media sources. CBS and Variety amended their stories, though CBS News released a statement maintaining that it, quote, reported information obtained officially from the LAPD. An LAPD rep said Monday he could not rule out that someone in the department spoke to reporters, but said the LAPD has no investigative role in the matter.
There are bigger things to worry about than figuring out who leaked the Tom Petty story.
What happened to him?
I think he just had a heart attack and died.
How old is a Tom Petty?
I think Tom Petty was like in his mid-60s.
Oh, he's
or
66,
something. Yeah. That, you know, that's still really young, but he's only, I think, 3 to 5 years younger than Bowie was when he died.
Right.
Bowie and Prince were the same age.
I actually have to amend the headline that I see here.
Okay.
Just because of the timing of this episode. Why Tom Petty's death still hurts so much.
This was less than a week ago as of the time we're recording. Like,
but yeah. It's not still. I put the still in.
Okay.
Because it's coming out later. Yeah. So why does it still hurt?
Yeah. Well, probably because you're still in that period where after somebody dies, you hear their music everywhere. Like, again, I'm home and I just end up watching a lot of bad TV. And we just watch musical act after musical act on these shows. Like SNL opened up with a country artist performing Won't Back Down. You know, I think you're just hearing so much Tom Petty music, and that is reminding you that that is reminding you that you're sad that he's gone. However, he didn't make anything that I really want to listen to after the 80s. Unless you count the later Simpsons of King of the later seasons of King of the Hill.
I'm heartbroken.
Yeah. You decide you didn't want to talk about that anymore.
What?
Tom Petty.
No, I'm good. I don't really have. I could not divide his music into good and bad. I do not have enough information about or experience with Tom Petty and his music to be able to say, you know, to be a snob about a particular year.
No, but
I only listened to early Floyd.
After Syd Barrett left, they really lost them. Yeah. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about how do you feel about Syd Barrett era Pink Floyd versus not Syd Barrett era Pink Floyd? Because I know you like Pink Floyd a lot, but everything I ever hear you talk about is
there's only one album.
Is just the final cut.
That's it.
Yeah. So
that's all there is.
And that's all there is.
And nothing more.
So Syd Barrett has never touched your estimation of Pink Floyd.
No.
Okay. Well, fuck me then.
Hold on to the dream.
Yeah. No, what I was saying was, I was sad about Tom Petty's dying because I appreciate him as a figure, and I really liked the music that he made. However, I am not aware of any music he was actively making that I was that interested in. So, like, his contribution and the things that he has touched for me were long ago, and the only reason I have to be sad at his death is that he won't be making the thing that he made 30 years ago now anymore that he's passed.
He was the original Three Doors Down.
What do you mean? He's running around Cincinnati?
Back down.
Yeah, this is surmounting. Right. In the process of surmounting.
Mm. Almost there.
Almost.
Earlier I said, are you going to call the ball?
Call the ball. Yeah. Is that a Top Gun thing?
Yeah, but earlier you didn't catch it. I said, are you going to call the ball? Like, when are we going to start this? Are you going to call the ball?
Oh, okay,
and then I would have said Maverick's got the ball.
Okay.
But you didn't.
No.
But now you did, so that's good.
I think Top Gun is closer to top of mind for you at any given time than it is for me. It's not a value judgment.
The fuck's that supposed to mean?
I assure you it's not a value judgment, but I can understand.
Just get off my balls, Cole.
I can understand now that I see it written in front of me. Why it would come across that way. Why that would come across like, oh, you're one of those people.
Right. You would.
Yeah, I just I think just top.
I think that's more top of mind for you.
Yeah, I think Top Gun is closer at hand.
Sorry, you're an asshole.
I'm getting distracted here because you told me to tweet out a picture of a bottle, like a half empty bottle of tequila and a can of Hormel chili
armor
chili with beans. And people are tweeting back just really, really distressed about the state of our colons. Like, oh, I feel so sorry for your toilet. That'll entertain some asses, one person said.
Huh, that's a little on the nose for me.
You know, that's fine.
Better
watch it. Yeah. So no, we did not split a bottle of tequila and a can of chili to make this. I think what I said was these contain all the necessary vitamins for according to DRK. I think people took us real literally.
Well, I actually don't drink anymore.
No?
Not really. Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's why I offered you some booze. You didn't respond to my text, on Friday?
Yeah. I was driving when you sent it. And so I got home and I spoke with you and it fell off of the, you know, fell out of my mind like Top Gun never does for you. Do you want to read the text that you sent, or would you rather me read it?
I want you to read it because I want it because it's like you getting it and then you're reading it, you know, in your inner monologue, but you're actually reading it out loud.
Let's see here.
Because my life is performance art.
Ooh, my package was delivered. So let's see here. So Friday, 7:32 p.m. You sent me a message. It's actually pretty disturbing. Asking, can an erection now be referred to as that feeling of impending womb?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to take this apart because I don't think your penis gets anywhere near the womb when this is happening.
Yeah, what I was thinking about was just like a whole, like a therapist for penises.
Okay.
Because they're just like really full of anxiety. Because it's impending doom, only impending womb.
Right, right.
Right. Like, yeah. They're like, oh man, I get all stiff when, yeah, you know.
I think the merits for wordplay are counteracted by the demerits for being anatomically suspect.
What is a womb?
The womb is the organ that is at the top of the vagina, behind the cervix.
The head?
It's the head of the like the head of the cow, like the part of the cow head.
Gotcha.
Not the ears.
Yeah. The flank.
Yep. Yeah, here's this cuts of meat diagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 214?
Yes.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
I'm Chris.
I'm Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Not entertain your asses with the tequila and chili. That's not what we're here for. Not our purpose. Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
Oh, I'm working on it.
That's fine. While you're looking, I'll just vamp. If we sound weird, we're still recording in the living room, which, realizing now, was kind of a bad idea because there's hardwood floors, and Chris lives a Spartan, some would say deprived life. And we're in between, one wall is cinder block and the other is sheetrock. And I'm sitting on a cable spool. So if we sound different, that's why. We're here in the same room. Hey, Chris.
What?
Do you have a story?
I do. There are these things that show up on radar that kind of look like storms, but they're okay. Not.
Like a Doppler radar.
Yeah. They can be as much as 70 miles wide. Flocks of butterflies, Cole.
Oh, it's a magical storm.
Yeah. A cloud-like pattern drifting across a Denver area radar screen turned out to be a 70-mile-wide wave of butterflies.
Oh, them butterflies coming for your blood. With their tiny, weird little mouth part that curls up like a...
Can you imagine how freaked out all those stoners were?
Just over top of Denver.
When God smited them with butterflies.
When God smote them.
It was a beautiful omen.
Yeah, I think eventually butterflies would be able to do what wasps or honeybees do, which is flap their wings and vibrate so fast that they kill their enemies by heat.
Really?
Yeah, a bunch of bees will go up and land around like an enemy wasp or an enemy wasp nest, and they will just rapidly heat up as a mass and then cook the wasps alive inside. So I think that might be, you might be able to accomplish that with the butterflies, although I've never seen a butterfly actually flap its wings. They mostly just do that weird barely moving up and down. Yeah.
That would be the real nature box.
What, just a big old box of butterflies?
Bunch of dried up wasps that were cooked by bees.
This was not exploitatively made. It was made by bees. Made by bees and for bees. Man. So did this have any other effect? Did it blot out the sun?
No.
No, it just... The property of a flock of butterflies has something that makes it look like a storm when it's not.
Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I'm here to see your streetlight glowing.
Oh, you. Why are you so happy? I said, drop it.
That's
that,
a
that,
thing.
That has been a very fruitful.
Oh, something actually just popped up in my feed.
Ooh.
There's this Senator Bob Corker.
Is he the guy who said that Mattis and McMaster and Kelly
were the only adults in the room?
Like or Tillerson were the only thing standing between what we have right now and chaos?
Yeah. So he went on Twitter this morning as we record this and said that the White House has become an adult daycare center.
Yeah. Adult daycare.
Somebody obviously missed their shift.
Did he say that really?
Yeah.
Somebody obviously missed their shift.
Yeah.
God damn it, McMaster. I told you not to enter that Michael Chiklis lookalike contest.
Is that what he looks? Who's Michael? Who's Michael Chiklis?
Michael Chiklis is the guy from the Shield. He's the bald guy from the Shield.
Okay.
Yeah. Has kind of a similar, just a similar general roundness to his countenance that McMaster has.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like McMaster. We probably disagree politically, but he wrote books about how he fucked up in Vietnam and just the things that the Army could have done better to, you know, push back against the political establishment.
Yeah, I've been watching the Ken Burns thing.
Yeah, how do you, is that PBS that
yeah,
it's
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
So you have to use the login on the app.
Yeah, you could make a free name on it.
Okay.
You get it's a free login, and then you just use it.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah, it's good. It goes back like way before.
Like to the mid 1800s?
Yeah, yeah.
When they did when the French got there and started colonizing. Yeah.
What do they call that? Colonialism or what do they call that?
Colonialism, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
That's what we call it now. Just the basically anywhere that the British landed is completely fucked.
What did they used to call it? I take what I want.
they used to call it fuck you got mine and yours.
Virtually guarantees male orgasm.
That Dr. Spichemin?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh man. They took that off of Netflix.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's increasingly very little for me on Netflix. I don't know that I...
Me too.
I stopped watching Orange is the New Black. I never watched House of Cards. Kimmy Schmidt's meh.
I'm going to do the Hulu.
Yeah, I'm thinking Hulu because they have all the network shit that I want.
Now, I did see something today about Spotify and Hulu.
Weird.
And I don't know what it is, if they have a package or something.
I don't know. I don't know that I'd want them teaming up, but if they're partnering and doing like discounts and stuff, but I'm happy with Apple Music, so I don't even need
Spotify Premium for students now with Hulu.
Hmm.
Hell's bells.
Yeah, do it. You got you that .edu.
.edu, motherfucker.
Yep. Just work in .edu like into your hip hop song, like your it's your area code, right? Like down in Cincinnati, we got there's all kinds of apparel that says, "Oh yes, I am from the 513." Like area code based regionalism is hilarious to me, especially when it warrants a T-shirt.
Oh, I already can do it.
Of course you can.
You get both Spotify Premium for students and Hulu's limited commercial plan for $4.99 a month. If you're already on Premium for students, you can now activate Hulu.
Huh. Do it, man. That's good. $5 for both?
Yeah.
For $5 a piece. Shit.
Yeah.
Deals alert. If you have that .edu.
Huh. Okay. We were doing a podcast, weren't we?
Yeah, we were doing a podcast, but this is breaking news.
Breaking news.
It's news as of a month ago when we recorded this.
Here's a story about a rapist who's been given given custody of a child that was made of rape.
What are you trying to do? Are you just trying to make me cut stuff out? What are you?
A 27-year-old Michigan man was granted joint legal custody of an 8-year-old whose mother he raped. Yeah,
You're hitting the. I'm gonna retake this. You're hitting the rape word really hard.
Because it's outrageous.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. I was listening with sensitive ears. Can you say it again?
Shit. That's another one. While we're talking about rape,
Chris.
So people, as part of my job.
Okay. People get really upset.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. this is important. I had to say that word so many times.
Okay.
Because my kid, who's going to turn 12 here real soon.
Okay.
I told her the other day. I said I had to go to the jail to talk to somebody. And she said, as you know, as part of my job, I said I had to go to the jail today and talk to someone. And she said, "Well, what did he do?" And we were in the car when this was going on. And she said, "Rape somebody," as though it was funny.
Okay.
And I was, and so I'm quickly thinking back in my head. I'm like, "Wait, did I ever make light of this word in front of her?" You know.
Okay.
And I haven't. I really haven't. So I said, "Daughter. Do you know what rape means?"
Okay.
And she goes, "No." And I said, "Well, okay, we're going to use this as a lesson. If we don't know what words mean, we're not going to use them."
Right.
So I said, "So I'm going to tell you what it means." And I said, "It's when someone forcibly or without consent and or without consent forces sex," and she said, "La la la la."
She.
I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah,
yeah. So then it clicked.
Right. It's like, oh, this relates to mm-hmm. some really bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
No.
Nope. Not the way this is going to work today.
No.
Yeah. Not the way this is going to work today at all. Well, you know, think how cool it'd be if a bunch of people got that talk. Yeah. I don't know. Don't use words.
I just didn't know you could do that. There's these wacko judges everywhere that are just making shit up as they go.
It feels really Old Testament, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, let the punishment fit the crime. So he's going to go to hell, and because he was an alcoholic in life, he has to bathe in gin every day or something. That's really mild for hell. I think you're in hell light.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would be more biblical to like stone her because she couldn't run faster.
Yep. She lost the lottery. Oh, lost the lottery.
I had no idea that you could do that, but evidently.
Yep. No, you get a lot of...
Daddy can.
Well, you get a tremendous amount of abuse that way. Like judges use that to do racist shit a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Man, what story do I want to take? This is hard. This is incredibly hard. Oh, how about this? You don't often get a... get a glimpse into this world, but I want to make this clear for you what goes on in the corners of the internet that you don't see. Do you know what League of Legends is?
It's the greatest game of the year.
did you just pull it open?
No.
Yeah.
How could I have pulled? Did you hear me type?
No, I didn't. I thought you had voice like
is it
voice
the greatest
control
game
on.
Of the year?
No, no, it's an ongoing like strategy kind of game that is a popular esport, right? So people go and they play it in front of other people for money. They play it competitively, and you know, like any, and, you know, it's not just individuals. There are whole teams. You know, they're organized. They have sponsors. They have reputations. You know, just they often don't represent like a geography. You know, mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, we're the Cleveland Mages. You know, so it's not like that, but it's just around like a company or whatever. There is one particular team called Newbie. Like the bug. Newbie. Got a player there who goes by the handle of Vasily, who has an interesting excuse for why he is doing bad, why his performance has dipped.
Mm-hmm.
And his excuse is he's been having too much sex.
Oop. Too much of boning.
Yep, too much boning. You're losing your juice. Yes, he said that having sex has since hurt his performance. So he is trying to focus on his competitive aspect, saying that he has already adjusted to abstinence. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I can't give up my hot, hot esports juice for something as small as sex. We need to use this. We need to burn this in the proper place. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So, getting out there, making a public statement. Yep. Closed for business downstairs because my fans are angry and they think I'm not good at this game anymore. You got to want it.
If you want it bad enough, you'll get it.
Yeah. That's your problem.
I'm trying to find...
You don't want it enough.
I don't want it enough.
Yeah.
At all.
Hmm.
Wow. Anyway.
you got a story?
Plumbers were called to a UK home that had been having toilet trouble, and they found the body of a newborn kid.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
They tried to... That was the problem with the toilet.
Right.
The plumber found it.
The plumber... Who called the plumber?
The mom.
The... Oh, I am...
Right.
Hey, Chris, is there anything funny about this story?
Yeah. Never trust a headline. You should read the story first.
Okay.
Yeah, because the headline said, plumber called for toilet problem, makes terrible find.
Okay.
That could have been anything. The odds of it being a baby were very small. And anything else would have been fine if he would have literally found anything else.
Right, right.
Well, if he'd have found a cat, we're laughing.
Clutch of spider eggs, we're probably pretty upset,
right.
Actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So.
so if we were to spin the wheel, the idea that it came up baby.
It was never going to be baby.
No, no. It wouldn't have happened.
Nobody puts baby in the potty.
Chris, I really need to know. I really need to know. Did that happen? Was the terrible thing in the toilet a deceased child?
Yep. Wrapped in a towel and plastic bags.
Oh, Jesus. Man. What a...
And a top hat.
So...
No, I'm still not funny.
If you're...
I think you put a top hat on anything. You put a top hat on a crow, that's funny.
Yeah. If you're joking, you're basically just doing dead baby humor now, which is not new, whatever. If you're not joking, I'm still really upset at the idea that somebody would do that to one presumes their own child.
I guess.
Yeah. Huh.
Sometimes you just have to know the meaning of words, Cole.
Sometimes you do.
Like when, like my kid, she doesn't know what a pitchfork is.
No?
Mm-mm.
Did you show her son-in-law so she could see what you do with a pitchfork?
No, I dropped it.
What?
Because I told her that it was easier to unload a truck full of pitchforks.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do if they want more of that?
Call a doctor.
Yeah, I suppose. The doctor will be able to tell you some really upsetting stories. I just have to take the names off, otherwise it's not confidential.
Be careful who you tell this about. You may crush their brain.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Anyway.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, subscribe if you don't subscribe. We would like it if you subscribed. Also, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. All right, Chris. Sorry, America.
Sorry.